531.
Soul Lounge is back for 2021. Experience high quality live R&B at the Mangere Arts Centre Courtyard tomorrow night. Musical performances legendary, and now in its fourth year, the event features the very best of local Mangere music alongside inspirational musical talent from further afield in Tāmaki Makaurau. Joining us now on Pacific Days for more is one of the organisers behind Soul Lounge 2021, Mr. Lilo Asiata. Maroso Ifuuso, and thank you for your time this afternoon, Lilo.
Good to be here.
Good to have Soul Lounge back on for another year.
Pretty happy for it. Excited, eh?
Yeah.
Excited.
For our listeners and online viewers, can you tell us a little bit about Soul Lounge? What is Soul Lounge in it, you know, in its fourth year now?
Soul Lounge, I think, to put it, like, make it a little bit simple, I think the Mangere local board, alongside the Mangere Arts Centre, wanted to do something for their community, eh?
Mm.
And they probably looked around at stuff that we're all pretty good at, and I think they ran with something like, we got some good musicians, alongside other, like, arts, but I think they ran with that one and they decided to fund it and put this together. I actually performed on the first Soul Lounge, but I wasn't doing any kind of organising.
Yeah.
And I'd done the second one. I've been on all of them, but then by the third one, they gave us a chance at trying to help organise it and organise the event. So they came together with people just wanting to uplift the community, I believe.
Yeah.
And then they had a local board that was willing to fund it. And then they kind of handed it to, like, local talent to organise. Hey, see the other side of just not just performing,
yeah,
but now having a hand at putting it together.
Yeah.
So I think it's been good. I think it's been great.
I think, you know, also because, man, you know, us as Pacific, and it's not bragging on ourselves, eh? But, you know, we are so supremely talented, eh? And when it comes to singing, this genre in particular, R&B over the years, I mean, come on, let's be honest, you know, as a youngster growing up in Wellington, and, you know, you're listening to the likes of, oh my gosh, off the top of my head, well, I still consider Michael Jackson, you know, like R&B in their day. But then even with our you know, New Zealand singers over the years, I mean, one of the, you know, like Chong Ni comes to mind.
Chong Ni,
you know, a lot of these great R&B Pacifica artists over the years, hey, what is it about this particular genre, you think, that attracts us?
I don't exactly know what it is, but I honestly do think that we somehow identify with it for some reason, our souls. I think what it is not just R&B. I think the soul part of that, we all have a similar soul to this music and we love it. And there's, what's crazy is that I thought, you know, I was good singer, a lot of people around, but the age of good singing is just getting younger and younger. There are high school kids that are absolutely, we got a couple of them on the event, but man, I think of, like, Chong Ni as well, Aradna,
of course, yes,
Shay
yes.
Fu,
oh my gosh, of
these
course,
these guys, R&B, soul, they're just absolute. Even a little after that, like Vince Harder, man, he started styling it up, eh? Not just full on soul. He put some finesse on those vocals. I've got Stan Walker. He's got a soul and a half, right?
Oh, come on.
And I think a lot of other kids are watching more of us popping up, and they're like, "Oh, I want to do that. I can do that."
It's that thing, eh? Because, you know, inspired by overseas, you know, like R&B from like the States, and then, I mean, D'Angelo coming to Maxwell. But now, you know, you mentioned these artists that it's not only that R&B feel, that vibe, but also, you know, putting our Pacifica, you know, spin on it.
It's different.
It
it's
is.
Different. It's like we took what we like, and when we go to make it, it's not the same.
Come on.
It's not the same, but it's different and it's unique. That's why I think we identify. If you listen to what we, our R&B artists and the ones that we love overseas, there's a difference in it, eh? But they're both, I love them both, eh?
Come on.
I love them both, man.
And loving the program, so can you tell us more about, you know, some of the amazing acts lined up for tomorrow night, please, Lilo?
So tomorrow night we're starting off with our two young. There's more, but this is all we could get, you know, with all the limitations that we have. But there's two young, up and coming artists. There's PJ, who's I'm sure a lot of people already know. He's so dope, man. Such a dope young singer. He's already mature in his idea of what he wants to do, And also Salika, who's already killing. She's already opening acts for different major artists. So we kind of start off the evening that way, show off our, start off strong, with our nice young talent, and then we move on to a more of a seasoned artist, Lococo, who I'm sure you're already familiar
come
with.
Come on, come on.
Lococo, man, that girl can sing. That's some soul in a box, eh?
Yeah, right there.
And then we move on to another guy, and these are all, like, local. You know, we're local to South, local to Mangere. Matt Nanai, who also lives in Mangere, he's been doing... I think he's a primary instrumentalist.
Multi-instrumentalist. The guy's he's sort of like the Pacific Prince, eh? It's pretty much not an instrument that he can't play, this guy.
Yeah. there's a couple that he doesn't play that well as the guitar. Yeah. So he's got his own set as well. He's a dope artist. He's a dope musician. So we're happy to have him on board. And then we move on to the second to last act, which is the standard, which is made up of me, Ani Nuku, and Nate Dowson, or Nathan Pesita. And they're primarily the backing vocalists for Stan Walker. So, we're pretty happy to have those two on board with us. So we're going to have a jam. And then just after us, we're closing I don't know if many people know, or many of the Pacifica know, there's this dope artist, her name is Crete. I swear she's got a really beautiful voice. Like, she's a Māori girl who stays up north, but she's managed by the same person that manages Stan. So we know she's a real gem.
That's all you need to say, bro?
And we've seen it. Me and my wife Ani have been watching her videos for a while. We're like, man, this girl is on. And this is an event for her.
Yeah.
Like, just a real singer event, eh? Not a big band and things like that, all busy. She just will give her a mic and whatever instrumental, and she will kill it. I promise you.
There you go.
She's going to close the show for us tomorrow night. So, shout out to Crete. Thank you for coming on board.
That's going
to
be awesome. So I was just thinking about, you know, we have events like Stand Up, Stand Out as well, you know, other platforms where, you know, our young people, just like with ASB Polyfest kicking off, you know, tomorrow, having this platform for our young generation coming through to be able to, you know, really express themselves through their God-given talents, also.
I had a secret thought like a while ago.
Share it.
I look back, when I was in high school, we didn't have Stand Up, Stand Out. And I thought, man, they got so many more things available to them. Maybe that's the reason why they're getting better younger, eh? They're able to just do these things, gain some experience, feel nervous at 14, and they'll have it fixed by 17. But maybe when I was in high school, I started at 17 performing and feeling nervous then, and then, so they got more time to grow. Or maybe that's my excuse for why they're better.
Well, mind you, who's the latest example? Our young Cook Island Niuean brother who did the beats out from MH.
Is that Josh?
Josh 685. You know, and it's another example, but in the producing area, right? It's like, oh yeah, I did it in my garage, or was it his bedroom? And then Nick Minnett, you know.
Well, he killed the awards. We were at the awards and we watched. I was like, man, he's in high school, or he was in high school at the time.
Amazing. So, for people coming along tomorrow night, what are they? What can they expect from Soul Lounge tomorrow night, Lilo?
I would say you're gonna expect a lot of soul. Like, we got some, not just singers, we got some singers on.
Yeah.
We got some real singers on.
Singers? Yeah. Wow.
And singers.
You got some singers on.
Some singers in Japanese. And we got some real singers on there, so expect to come and feel something.
Nice.
Because they're going to sing to your soul, I promise you.
Oh, mate.
These people are so dangerous that we have in the lineup. We're lucky.
You know what? And with that, I'm not going to let you go because you're doing a bit of teasing in this and you're performing tomorrow night. Just off the top of your head, man, give us a little bit of... who's your favourite artist growing up, and maybe give us a little bit of that so people will know what to expect from Soul Lounge tomorrow.
Man, it's hard to pick a favourite artist because I honestly grew up, there's seven of us. My brother's the oldest, I'm near the bottom, and there's five girls. So I didn't have control of the TV or nothing. I'm not even lying, I got into an intermediate and everyone was singing their Andale, Andale, Mama, Ia, Ia, which is Nelly that I know. I had no idea who it was. My sisters only put on like Spice Girls. And I love, even, yeah. I love Spice Girls. I love West, like boy bands, girl bands. I love it.
Hey, what's wrong with that? They all got soul, eh?
But at the time, I was just like, that's all I knew because the girls controlled the TV. So I'll go to school and everyone's doing whatever new rap is yes. out, and I'm there going, you are my f-. Thinking it was so cool, and they're like, man, what's that? I was like, Backstreet Boys.
Haka!
Yeah.
Haka!
So I got a real mixed
yes.
Sense of music.
Come on.
I grew up on that. And then when I got to college and they were burning CDs, that's how old I am, burning CDs, I was like, I asked one of my mates, can you burn a CD of what you guys listen to so yeah. I can upgrade my... Yeah, and so I started like, so I got a, if you see my playlist, it's so yeah. weird. It's mixed of like, how can this person like this? Yeah. And yeah, but I did like, one of the newer artists that I did like when I was in high school, Chris Brown. I like his music.
Yeah, yeah.
And just a lot of R&B soul. I one of my favorite songs is Sam Cooke's.
Give us a bit of Sam Cooke before you go. Come on.
I'll give a snippet. I was born by the river in a little tent, and just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. That's about it.
Whoa.
That's
wow.
Yeah.
Stop it, Pastor. Stop it. The anointing is starting to. Well, just praise the Lord you didn't start off with Tennessee whiskey, sir.
Oh.
So, okay, then. So, where can our listeners, our online viewers, especially in Auckland, get their hands on tickets also to come along and check out the Soul Lounge happening tomorrow at Mangere Art Centre?
Yes, if you want to get a hold of tickets, they're on Event Finder. I think all I'd done was just Google Soul Lounge 2021, and it was like right there, the first thing on the first link on the page, and then you're able to buy tickets on there. I think the prices, they went back and forth. Mm. But they're pretty good, reasonable. I think they're like $5. And then for kids, like $2. So they're really actually trying to have the community attend. Well, that's what I see when they price yeah. it like that. It's not like $20, $40. So they really do want the local community to come and see this.
Nice.
And also see everything the Mangere Arts has to offer. They've got a gallery there.
Yeah.
They've got a courtyard that, you know, that's available for hire. So
nice.
I think they really are encouraging the community to come with those prices. So we have no excuse. You know, our people do not come out and support all of us, support us organizing events. So it's on Event Finder. You just Google it in and it's right there straight away.
Very good. And just before you go, I don't know if you know this guy, Walter Sipili, but he said your actual favorite song was by Daniel Bedingfield. I don't know what that means.
That guy, he's been one of my best dudes for like years. Like
yeah.
literally we changed our options in high school to be in the same class everywhere. He is my guy. I think Daniel Bedingfield, that's it's a joke because that's his favourite song.
Yeah.
He had a little bit of a cry in the car when
yeah.
we were...
Oh, Daniel Bedingfield, and then, of course, Natasha Bedingfield. Oh. I mean, we just go, oh, my gosh. I was just singing about that Barlangi sister. She's been doing the rounds. What is it? Josh Stone, is it? No, what's her name? She's from England, but she's a soul... what is it? Sort of soul singer, Josh... Joss okay, don't worry, maybe
Josh,
a bit of
685.
Hey, Josh, okay, it's time to finish. Well, Lilo Asiata, organizer of Soul Lounge 2021, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon also, and all the best to you. And of course, your lovely wife, the organizer as well. What's her name?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Ani Nuku, who is directing and organizing, like she's the
yes.
actual director of the event. She's put in some good work, but I'm helping her a lot out lately because our next baby is dropping soon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so...
Cool, you said that like you're dropping an album, but...
The album is coming soon.
Yeah. It's called Baby Love. Okay, then.
Yeah, so shout out. Thank you for your hard work, my love. Also, other people that have been putting in hard work. Shout out to Brotherhood Musique. Also, they dropped their single last week, I believe. Or the
nice.
Week before. The week before.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
Okay, then also. Well, thank you so much and all the best for tomorrow
thank
night.
Thank you for having me.
No worries.
Thank you.